My name is Caitlin Herr. I'm 15 years old. Today is October 14th. I'm speaking with Chang Herr, who is my father. We're recording this interview in Leominster, Massachusetts. Can I ask you, what is your ethnicity and your nationality?
My nationality is Hmong, and I'm from the country of Laos.
And when did you come to America?
May 20th, 1981 was the first day that we landed in Boston.
Who accompanied you on your journey to America?
My grandparents, my parents, and a lot of siblings.
And are you still close with them now?
Yes.
How did you come to America?
It was during the war, the Vietnam War in Laos, and we have to escape from them. And then we had to go through the jungles in the middle of the night. We had to get to the Mekong River to cross to Thailand. And it was a very difficult trip. It was kind of like a life and death situation. But thank God that we made it through. And then we came to a refugee camp in Thailand.
And why did you choose to come to America?
Because back then I was so small, but my parents knew that this is what the land of opportunity and the country, the number one country in the world, and this is where we want to come to. So that's their choice.
It was your parents' choice.
So yes.
What was your interpretation of the American dream before arriving here?
To have a better life and more opportunities and learn more about life.
What was your journey like?
Once we got to the refugee camp in Thailand, we had to go through a lot of procedures with the immigration and with the United Nations. They have programs, and then we had to go through a lot of procedures to come to here.
What did you think of America when you first arrived here?
It was strange back then, 1981, because there weren't too many Asian people. And we just see a lot of Caucasian people, so it was kind of strange. But we have a lot of help from our sponsors, so we were okay.
So there was not much diversity?
Nope.
And where did you first settle in America?
We first settled in a small town in Hudson, Massachusetts.
And what emotions did you experience coming here?
It's kind of hard because when we first came here, we don't have many people that we know in this area. And we don't know English. We don't even know our alphabet. We have to start everything from learning the alphabet.
What were your hopes for your new life here?
To have a better life with more opportunities.
What was the most difficult part about leaving your native country?
Don't know how the new life or the new country or where we're heading. And then just don't know what's going to happen in the future. That's the hardest part.
What do you miss most about Laos?
And all the relatives, the friends and the family members that we left behind. That's pretty much it.
Was there any difficulties coming here?
Yes. Yeah, like I said earlier, we had to go through the jungles in the middle of the night, cross rivers, because I remember some people that travel with us have got bit by scorpions like that, so it was very tough.
What was your mode of transportation?
When we came to the Mekong River, we had some people who came to took us by boat, but we had to pay them a lot of silver money. And then when we got to the went away from the camp, from the refugee camp to here, came here by plane.
And how do you think migration has changed you as a person?
It helps me a lot to know a lot of other things. Because back then I didn't know that the earth was round or other different countries in the world. So much, I mean, where can I learn so much more?
And when you arrived here, who was the most helpful getting you settled?
We have a white couple, a Caucasian couple, who sponsor us, and they have I believe they were like the dean of this college or something, and then they have a lot of friends, so they have people come to our house and teach out the alphabet take us to the store, the market, the supermarket to buy food, things like that. So everything started from scratch.
And so you lived in Boston or did you live in Hudson?
Like I said, our first town that we arrived in was in Hudson, Massachusetts, a small town with a lot of Portuguese people.
What most surprised you coming to America?
It surprised me, like I said earlier, it surprised me that there were so many different countries and so many different kind of people out there and so many different kind of villages, because like I said before, I didn't know much about it.
So did America change your religious views, and did it change you traditionally?
Yes, it changed our life totally, because back then we didn't know about other villages, and now in 1985 we became Christian. We can't be converted to Christians. So before that, my mother was a shaman, and so it changes our view of the world and our villages, everything.
And do you still have the same traditions you had before?
Yeah, we still practice some traditions, but like I said, we converted to Christian, so we are a Christian family now.
And were there any times where you did not feel welcome as an immigrant here?
It's been pretty good. I don't feel uncomfortable. Like I said, I live in a community where everybody understands each other, and everybody kind of understand that we are immigrants from different countries. Like I said, our first town that we live in was for a lot of Portuguese people, so they were immigrants from Portugal too. So plus I have one of my first friend was a black boy, so we could kind of play around. He came to our house, we play almost every day, so I kind of used to have different nationality like that too.
How does your experience compare to what you expected?
Can you repeat that again?
How does your experience compare to what you expected?
So much more than what I expected, because like I said, when we came here, when we first came here, I was so small, but like I said, I didn't know what's gonna happen. I didn't expect so much about all the opportunities, and it was so much more than expectation.
So I want to thank you for letting me interview today.
Yeah, you're welcome.